So before the actual discourse tonight, this was all the topic which I mentioned last night to speak on. Before that, just one more on this, from last night's subject, the stress, about the stress. One more point, one more solution. From the different points which I mentioned last night in regards eliminating the stress. So one thing is that one solution is that to be content. That is one solution. You see, the stress happens because of many with different types of thoughts. With different types of way of thinking or thoughts. So you see, some stress is helpful that can be prevented. The mind being, content. When one makes one's mind content, it can free one's mind from the stress. For example, so strongly attached to clinging that more to gain more wealth or more reputation. So then that thought that and then worry fear of not having that builds up stress. in such that cases, and then thinking, this is enough. this is good. What I have is fantastic, and so good. There are many people. who have much less wealth than me. There are many people, there are millions of people starving as a utopia or in those countries, not even having food to eat, even for one day. So you see, there are many ways to think like that. So you see, by thinking others who have unbelievable problems than us, than oneself. People in the countries who don't have a job, and even much worse than that, where there have been famines, many diseases, many famines, homeless, and there's so many, who are in terrible situation. so many of these places, there are thousands of dying, by different disasters, not even means of living. So, however, by thinking those other living beings or the human beings who have much more problems, and then rejoicing oneself, how good it is that how fortunate I am, how lucky I am, fortunate I am. So you see, trying to achieve content, you know, satisfaction this way, trying to give to oneself satisfaction, you know, peace of mind in one's own heart. So this cuts off. So the when we are able to make our mind content, you know, when we give satisfaction to ourselves, you know, the peace of mind in the heart. So you see, this then cuts off suddenly all that worry, fear, not unable to get more or better, more, you see, reputation or you see, or more wealth. So all that worry or fear cuts off, which builds stress. So in certain cases, this helps. For example, many millionaires, many, you see, so even they, you see, even they have wealth that which can last for, you know, 500 years or 1,000 years if they live, that's enough to live on. But however, even though there's that much, you see, mind think not enough. Mind think, you know, I want to be better than somebody else. I want to be better than, you see, some other rich person, some other millionaire. You see, I want to be the best. I want to be the most rich in the world. You see, so however, this goes on and on. then you see, because you cannot, because many times, say, so many times, it is natural that you cannot live the life always in the success, going up and up, up. You see, that doesn't happen all the time. That doesn't happen all the time. Some people could live the life, you see, however in that life, you know, can go like that. It's possible. But many times, build up, then after some time, complete collapse. complete collapse. Some disaster happens, and complete collapse. So like that, for example, nowadays, you see in the TV, and many times you hear, you see in the TV, people experience like that. As it goes on and on, then after some time, collapse. after some time, then you see, so collapsed down, you see, even one has to worry about, you know, the daily expenses after becoming, you know, a millionaire, you see. Then collapsed down, then everyone has to worry about rent or the daily living expenses. So how you about like this? these are the shortcomings of the dissatisfied mind. So however, after some time, then if one is able to make one's own mind content, then this gives great peace, happiness, so much down. Also, you see, so it, one gets saved from, one gets protected from that problems. So however, now, so one, there's one solution for stress. So the content, to make one's own mind content, you see, to make one's own mind satisfied. You see, by thinking, you see, others who have more problems, you see, more problems, and then even the worst ones, there's so many. You see, thousands, millions is so many. So then, you see, we rejoice, you know, what I have now, education has to do what the, you know, enjoyment what I have, job that I have, you know, how fortunate I am. You see, like that. So this gives much happiness, you know, in the heart. You see, there's joy in the life. Then other thing is, so if one, in case even failed in business, or in case even failed in education, or, you see, didn't succeed, or some problem happens. some problem happens. And then to think. To think. So, how this happened? How this happened? There must be a reason to happen this, you know. Whatever the, you see, unsuccess, you know, the failure, whatever happened in the life, there's a cause for that. There's a reason for that. However, in the past, you see, that one did some, you see, unwholesome action, you see, in an unskillful way, with unskillful thought, you see, some negative thoughts, unskillful thought, and then there's some unskillful action, you see, that harming to others, you know, you see, disturbing others, causing others to not succeed. things like that, you see. These actions left imprint, imprint on the consciousness. And then, you see, this consciousness, then, you see, imprint that which is left on the mental continuum, the consciousness, then this imprint, you see, manifested. you see, so what I'm experiencing is the result of the past action. The result of past action, you see, done with my own mind, that, you see, the unskillful way of thinking. So with unskillful thought, you see, unskillful action, that which harms others. So this is the result of that. So therefore, so you see, so the conclusion, what I'm saying here is that, you see, accepting the situation. for example, there's one lady, there's one lady in Sydney, one psychologist. I think she must be quite well known psychologist. So she wrote, she wrote many books on the how to eliminate depression. How to stop depression. She wrote many books. So when I was in Italy during the retreat, I called a retreat, but actually I was watching lots of TV and and listening radios in Abu. So I call retreat. So retreat from the distraction, or, you know, the retreat away from distraction, not letting to watch TV. You know? listening radio. So anyway, retreating from that. You know? Anyway, so one day there was a whole program on the, say, how to stop depression one afternoon. So this one student from Buddha House, one who comes from meditation, called Caroline, she does the radio, the government radio. So she interviews many people in the afternoon. That was her time to do her job. So she was interviewing this. She was interviewing many people, psychologists or professors, many different people in regards to depression. And so she interviewed this lady who wrote many books. So this lady said, so she asked, what's the main technique that Caroline asked, that what's the main technique to stop, what's your main technique to stop depression? So this lady mentioned in there, she answered that, when you have depression, that you should accept, she said, one should accept the depression. I'm deserved. That's what she said. I'm deserved to have depression because I'm weak. So she said there are many. She wrote many books, but those books are mainly, referring to references. But the very essence of the technique to stop depression, is to accept it. Rather, what she meant is, similar to what I said yesterday at the beginning of the talk about the stress, rather establishing dislike on the depression, then you establish the thought like. You change your concept on the depression. Change the concept, change the idea, change the interpretation. It's similar what I was trying to explain last night, at the beginning of the talk. So this is what she said. Rejecting one accept the depression, and I'm deserved because I'm weak. I'm deserved to have a depression because I'm weak. The only point that is very good. That is a first to accept the situation is the first step. That is same. That technique is same when one has same thing, AIDS, cancer, or any, especially with just medicine, especially the situation that one has to go through, relationship problem or something that one has to go through. This is the first step to accept is the first step. But now, that alone is not enough. Not sufficient to solve the life problem. We have to look for the method. What you can do to never experience the problem again. The second very important thing is that. Second very important thing is, first thing is to accept. That's the first step, and that makes big differences in the life. That cuts a lot of worry, fear, cuts down so much psychological problems, makes the pain or whatever is the problem, it makes much less. It's basically you can have physical pain. You can have physical pain, but mind is very happy. You have physical pain, one can have AIDS, cancer, or this, whatever it is. One can have physical pain, but mind can be extremely joyful, happy. that the life is very happy. Even though there are these problems, it's the problem and depends a lot psychology. It's a way of thinking. So if one is not skillful, you can make the problem very big, such a tiny, something which doesn't make sense, but, you know, childish or something very doesn't make sense. You can make a mountain, because you can, like a balloon, you know, like a balloon, you see, first is nothing, you know, then that's it. Then you blow, it gets bigger and bigger, you know. So like that, you see, if one doesn't know how to, if one doesn't know how to think, if one doesn't know the psychology, is a proper way to think, how to deal with problems, how to deal with the problems, you see, how to think correctly, you see, how to handle problems, you see, how to transform the problem in happiness, you see, how to make the problem beneficial, not only for oneself, but for all other living beings. However, they are like this. If I just maybe just go over just briefly the benefits of problems. There are benefits of problems. So by having the problem, if you think of benefits of problem, you see, rather looking only negative, if you look at the qualities or the benefits, what you learn from the problem, you see improvement of life, you see, development of the mind that you get from the problems. So, however, so this way, reflecting the benefits of the problem is the way how to establish the mind like. Because usually, always we think some benefit. Why we like money? Why? Because there's benefit. Because there's benefit, you see. Anything that we like, it is benefit. We think of benefits and we like it. So, you see, anything that it has benefit. However, we like. So same now on the problem. You see, if we reflect benefits of the problems, then the thought like, you see, comes, you know, enjoying the problem, you see, comes. So, therefore, something relationship problem or some kind of disease which has no cure or no medicine. Anyway, since one has to go through this, why not? Why don't make it worthwhile? Why don't make it, you know, you see, a happy life, you know, enjoyment? Since one has to go through, there's no point. There's no point, you see, to use that problem to depress oneself. There's no point. So, as you see, as it's mentioned, one great saint, great pundit or great saint, one Indian great saint called Shantideva, who has completed, you see, whole path, you see, who is completely free from death, death, rebirth, all the, you know, life problems, which are free from anger, free from ignorance, free from, you see, the, you know, the attachment, all these problems, you see, were completely free, you know, very highly attained saint, Shantideva. So there's a text, you see, practical text written by him, how to live the life, how to enjoy the life, you know, how to look after yourself, how to look after yourself, you know, how to make your life, you see, most happy, most beneficial. You see, how to enjoy one's own life. You see, how to make everything meaningful. You see, so that scripture says that, you see, sorry, I don't remember word by word. So it's all disappeared in my mind. So anyway, the essence is, you see, what it says, what this great saint advises is that if, you see, if something that you are, if something that you are able to, you see, manage, something that you're able to manage, there's a method, you see, to eliminate your problems, that something that's manageable, then why don't you try, you see, rather staying being depressed and worried and not trying the methods to stop the problem. So that's useless. The other thing is, even it doesn't have solution, you see, even there's no method, even it's unmanageable thing, you see, what's the point to be worried? What's the point, you see, to be upset, even it's an unmanageable thing? For example, you see the sky. For example, you see this. You see, you can't make the sky earth. You can't make the sky, you see, you can't make the space earth, you see, form. This formless phenomenon, space, you see, you can't make it a form, substantial. So if you're worried of, you see, I can't make the space, you know, substantial, the form. So that's useless, you know. So that, you see, being worried of that, you see, completely useless. You see, so the great saint, you see, the Shantideva, this great holy being, he is saying, he's advising that, you know, you see, that if it is something unmanageable, you see, what's the point to be upset? Because, you see, what he's saying is, better to accept the situation, because being upset, that doesn't help. That doesn't help. You see, doesn't give peace of mind. You know, you see, it only makes you more depressed. So therefore, what he's saying is that, you see, better to, accept this situation. So, however, and the benefits of the problems like this, that, you see, by having, for example, if one has cancer, you see, then you get incredible compassion, you see, for all others who have cancer. Immediately, you have so much sympathy, so much compassion for those people, all those people, others who have cancer, because you know that how it is so undesirable, and as they say that the fear or the fear is all the undesirable, how incredible you have to face the life. You see, you know very clear your own feelings, your own world. You see, it became very clear for you how other people feel. As you have so much renunciation or wish to be free from this, you know. When you think of others who have the same problem, you see, naturally the compassion rises. You know, you feel their problems. You feel so many others who have the, you see, cancer, you see, the same problems. So you see very clear, you feel, you see, how it is so unbearable. They say, they say, that, you know, brings worries and, you see, fear. So, you see, so much compassion rises. So, and then the thought comes, what can I do for them? So, you see, thought comes, you see, rather so much concern of, you know, you see, my cancer, my this, my problem. You see, then if the thought comes, because so much compassion rises, then you see, the that you see, that you want to dedicate, your life for them who have the same problem. You see, you want to do some worthwhile for them. So even when, even there's not much you can do, but you see, whatever, there's something to do. You know, even there's no real medicine or something that, you see, something that immediately that cures, but whatever that cuts down worry, fear, or, you see, you know, to calm the mind or something, whatever you can do, you see, the person wants to do. You see, so you see, this for many people, you see, when they get this problem, so they, you see, that so much compassion rises for them, and then you see, always want to do something for them. So same thing, you see, again, person who has AIDS, it feels, you see, feels in the same way like this. So you see. but with, you see, but so that is quite common. Because the reason I'm telling this, because I met quite a number of people who have these problems, you know, and who feels this way. So you see, the other person who doesn't experience this problem, you see. Then many times, rather rise in compassion to those people who are experiencing these, you know, life difficulties. Then sometimes there's a rejection. You see, rather rise in compassion to them and serving them, helping them. You see, there's a rejection. You see, kind of a rejection. You see, so you see, there's different psychologically. You see, there's different person who has a problem and person who didn't go through the problem. You see. Doesn't feel compassion to them, and you see, rejection. You see. So, however, if there's compassion, if we're able to develop compassion, you see, in our heart, that means we don't give harm to everyone, to every living being, even including the creatures, you know, and that means we give happiness, peace to everyone. You see, for example, in the world, one person, one person not having compassion to the others, you see, not practicing compassion, you see, many millions of people get killed by one person's power. You see, that happened in history. That happened, you see, many times, historically. You see, on this earth, one person did not practice compassion, so millions of people got killed by one person's, you see, power. So it all came from the mind, all these millions of people. But here we are not counting animals, creatures, who died under a bomb, you see, many ways, in the water, outside on ground, you know, in the space, without counting the creatures who also want happiness, who do not want suffering, same as a human being. So we are not counting those. Just, you see, human beings, which normally comes in the newspapers, you know, general estimate, you see, how many people got killed like that. So, you see, so all this comes from one person not practicing compassion. One person who has a power. One person who has power did not practice compassion. So this, all this harm, you see, all the rest of beings receive harm from that person, you see. So you can see, if this powerful person on this earth, you see, this powerful person, this one person who has power, so much power, practice compassion, all this rest, millions and millions of people would have much happiness, wouldn't receive all these harms, tortures. So you can see now, therefore, that is an example. So like this, every person, you see, each of us, you see, is responsible. You see, each of us is responsible, you know, including family, including the person with whom we live together, eat together, work together, you know, the family, parents, you see, all, then, including the family, the nearest people, nearest living beings, including them, then all the rest of the living beings, you see, each of us is completely responsible for their happiness. So it's all to do our mind. It all depends on our mind, you see, each of our mind. How we, if we practice good heart, compassion, everyone, say, out of this compassion, say, there's no action harm coming out of this compassion. What action comes from this attitude, good heart, compassion, is, you see, no harm, on top of that, even benefit, help towards others. So therefore, you see, so everyone's, whether, so if one, each of us, you see, for example, each of us, if we practice compassion, if one do not receive harm from us, they have happiness, they receive happiness, you see, peace from oneself. And if one does not practice good heart compassion, everyone receives harm. You see, if one follow the egocentric mind or the self-cherishing thought, then from that anger rises, then jealous mind rises, many other unhealthy mind rises. You see, many other disturbing thought rises, then you see, then give a lot of harm other beings directly or indirectly. Directly or indirectly. You see, and then life to life. So, therefore, each of us is completely responsible for everyone's happiness. Starting from the family, you see, everyone's. People who are at home, outside, you see, in the shop, you know, in the road, you see, east, west, wherever, we are responsible. Everyone. Human beings, animals, everyone's happiness. So therefore, compassion become unbelievably important, so precious, because that is the source of all the happiness. That gives happiness, that brings joy in the life, happiness, meaning to the life, satisfaction in the life. You see, even if there's compassion, you see, even there's some problem, some failure happened, but there's joy. If there's compassion to others, you see, if there's concern to others and things, you know, you see, thoughts cherishing other symptoms. So you see, even there's some problem, disease, such as disease, even the something incurable, cancer, AIDS, whatever, you see, those disease, whatever problem there is, it becomes nothing important. It doesn't bother, nothing important, because your concern is, you see, every human being, the whole family, you know, the whole family. So you are thinking the majority. So therefore, you the one person is not become nothing. You know how much problem there's doesn't bother. You see, doesn't bother, doesn't disturb much. You see, so because you psychologically, because of compassion, they think the majority, the family, the you see the whole world, all the living beings. You see, So the so you see, there's no time, you see, to think of oneself. There's no time to work for oneself. There's no time, you see, to oneself, the only one being, you see. Because there's only time, you see, only concern is all the rest who are numberless, all the rest human beings, all the rest is the living beings who also want happiness, don't want suffering like oneself, but they're numberless. So the concern is them, see, which are numberless. They're so precious, so important. For example, democratic, the majority of people what they want is much power, you see. So therefore, the numberless, others who are numberless, they also want happiness, don't want suffering, which is like oneself. They want you to have compassion to them. They want you to help them. They don't want, you to have anger towards them. They don't want you to have towards them. So this is what they want. So they are numberless. But I is just one. No matter how much problem it is, just one. So it's completely lost, you see. When we compare the others, numberless, you see, who are so precious, so important, you see. So therefore, you see, one has compassion, the cherishing other sentient beings. So there's only time, you see, for other sentient beings, starting from the family, you see, only time for others, only time, you see, there's only what one cherish. You see, and for whom one work for, there's only time for others. However, for example, like this. Now, you see, when we cherish oneself in our daily life, you see, one cherish, you know, oneself. You see, one I can be free from my problem, one I can be happy. So when one think of only this day and night, constantly, you see, while one is walking the road, being in the house, you see, one constantly only thinking, when I can be happy, when I can be free from my problem. So when there's strong self-centered mind or the egoistic, you see, when one become obsessed by self-cherishing thought, you see, there's tension. So there's a tension. You see, the mind, your heart is tight. You see, your heart becomes tight, you know, tension. So then, you see, then that, because the mind is tight, and that causes physically tight. That causes physically tight. You see, that's what makes stress. So now you can see very clearly from where the stress comes. You see, when the mind is so tight like this, it makes it physically tight. Then you get pain, in the back and so forth, you see. Pain in the heart and so forth, you see. So, the nature of the self-cherishing thought, you know, the nature of the self-cherishing thought is like that. You see, it's a painful mind, if you analyze that. It's a painful mind. So, you see, now, immediately you change this attitude. You see, immediately think, what is the meaning of my life? You know, purpose of my life? Purpose of my life is to pacify, you see, to free everyone to free everyone from the problems and causes of the problems that which is within their mind. Which is within their mind. And to obtain happiness, and the cause of happiness, which, you see, causing their mind, you see, positive, their actions positive, you know, beneficial attitude and beneficial action. You see, that which results happiness. So, purpose of my life is to free everyone from all the problems and the causes, and to obtain you see, happiness and causes. This is the purpose of my life. So, I'm not here just for myself, you know, to obtain happiness for myself. I am here for everybody. This is to serve, to bring happiness to everyone. So this is the purpose of my life. So you see, so while you're walking the road, you certainly remember your meaning of your life. Eh? And then you think, I'm here for everyone. I'm here for those, for these people who are in the shops, shopkeepers, or who people who are buying, people who are going in the road. I see people in the car, you know, traveling. You see, everybody who are in the, you see, all the birds, you know, and the dogs, cats, all those animals, you know, insects, show around. I'm here for everybody. You see, my life is for everyone. I'm here for everybody. Purpose of my living is for everybody, to obtain happiness for everybody, you see. So, I'm here to serve everybody. So when you think like this, you see, As soon as you change your attitude from the cherishing oneself to cherishing others, as soon as you change attitude, there's a release. There's immediately a release. It's in your heart. The tension goes away. The uptightness is loosened. You see, it goes away. There's a feeling of free. There's a feeling in your heart. You see, there's a feeling of free. Also, you see, much space in your heart. You see, there's a feeling of free. You see? So this is what's called opening heart. So this is what's called opening heart towards others. Not closing heart, you see? Or not closing mind. Opening heart towards others. You see? Pacify their suffering, you know, to obtain happiness for them. So you see, immediately there's a peace of mind. There's great, immediately there's joy. Immediately there's enjoyment in the life. You see, immediately there's enjoyment in the life. With the previous attitude, there's no enjoyment in the life. Life is painful. Painful, you see. Uptight, much stress, and so much expectation, worry, you know, unable to obtain, you see, even the one is obtained, still no satisfaction. So all these things, you see, happening. You see, so that's what creates unhappiness in the life. So it's all come from the mind, one's own mind, you see. So with immediately while one is walking on the road, you see, you notice, life is not happy. You suddenly change your mind. Oh, suddenly you see you created happiness. Suddenly you found happiness in your life. You see, there's great enjoyment in life. You see the purpose, and suddenly you see the purpose of life, purpose of living. Suddenly you see one see the purpose of eating food. You see, what you see. Why I'm eating, why I'm wearing dress, why I'm living in a comfortable house, you see, why I'm spending so much money for me, you know, you see, there are so many people on this earth that doesn't have even $1, that so many who say doesn't have no money, you see, starving, dying. you see, but you see, but you know, why spend so much money for you see to take care? You see, my body. to take care of myself. So it's now with this attitude, there's a purpose. You know, why I'm doing all these things. You see, why I'm learning, why I'm going to college, why I'm going to university, why I'm studying. You see, why I'm doing this job. So now, with this attitude, you have very wide, you see, your reason of living life. the reason of living the life, the reason of doing all these things, learning all these things, you know, going to school, college, university, you see, making so much expenses to take care of oneself. now you see, there's infinite reason, you see, because the attitude is, you see, to serve to everyone, you see, free everyone from the problems, causes to obtain happiness, and causes to everyone. So for that reason, then we should bring all these things. You see, so reason is infinite, you know. So therefore, now you see, with this attitude, there's incredible joy. You see your life meaningful, doing something for others. So with the previous attitude, you see, only working for self. Among this numberless human beings, numberless creatures, suffering creatures, all these different beings, numberless beings in the water, numberless beings in the earth, as it was so much suffering, so much problem, as you see, in the space. And then, among all this, you know, then, you see, not thinking and not dim. And then, among all this, leave out all these things, and then only think of oneself, the I, you see, one person. So you see now, but at the same time, everything, every enjoyment, every comfort that we have, it came from others by kindness of other living beings. You see, that, you see, for example, house, the comfort, enjoyment, comfort that we have, you see, living in the house, this came by kindness of other living beings. So, you see, when the house is built, you see that one needs to be fertilized the ground, you know, much work. So those times, many, so numberless insects, you see, many, they have died. you see, many other beings have to kill them, and you see, and so many have to die.